My name is Everett Sanderson, and I'm 10 years old. And I'm here with my dad, Eric Sanderson, and my mom, Han Yu-hung.
Can you tell me how you became involved with the New York Botanical Garden?
Well, you, as my mom, work at the Botanical Garden. And, well, you started taking me to work when I was little. And so, when I got old enough to join the program, I joined the program. And I've been in the program every year since.
Maybe you can tell us some of the things you enjoy the most about the Family Garden, where we both go on a regular basis.
Well, the thing is, I like to do is eat the stuff we grew, of course, plant the stuff that we are going to grow, and, well, basically, garden.
So you learn about how to grow plants and how to, like, harvest them. What do you do with a harvest? The things that you pick, like your tomatoes, peppers.
Well, it depends what we're harvesting. If it's onions, we'll hang it from the roof, let it dry out. If it's a potato, well, usually we'll send it home with us kids. And say it's a tomato, we might just pop them in our mouths.
You mentioned potatoes. Tell me more about how to grow a potato.
Well, a potato from, say, last year's harvest, you might save a few, and eventually it will start sprouting, and something called the eye will start growing. It will start growing the stem and then the leaves, even if it isn't underground. But when you put it underground, all the eye starts sprouting, and the stem starts to go up and up, and then it starts to grow leaves. Really, above the ground, the potato isn't that much. But when you dig it up with a spade or a shovel, you find a couple brightly colored potatoes. Sometimes they're yellow, sometimes they're red, or even purple.
Hey, Ever, who are some of the other people at the Family Garden?
Well, there's a whole bunch of instructors for the program to teach the kids about the garden. One of my friends, Frank, he's an Asian, and he takes care of the China Garden, which has lots of stuff like squashes, peanuts, and all kinds of stuff like that.
How would you describe that garden?
Big, and with lots of fruits I'm not sure I want to eat.
Why is that?
They just look sort of strange. Like, I remember there's this one with covered with bumps and sort of yellow and green. Sort of weird.
Yeah. I remember when we were putting the bees in, that was really fun. Right?
Yeah, there was just this big jug of bees and it just got poured into the boxes. You saw a bunch of bees. But I'm sort of surprised none of them flew out to get us. They just poured in.
Right, like pouring bees. Whoever would have thought you could just pour bees like that?
Yeah, like a waterfall.
So what do you think is the best thing about being a kid?
Well, you don't have to have a job, but you do have to go to school, unfortunately.
What do you think is the best thing about being an adult?
You don't have to go to school, but unfortunately, then you need to go to work.
Just can't win.